Hello, this is Will from Washington Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Mr. Hesper Barker.
Oh, she's sleeping right now. Opinion survey? Okay. Opinion about what?
We are conducting a national opinion survey, and we'd like to ask her some questions about some issues facing the community and the nation. Would you like to take the survey?
Yeah, you shoot for I'm her dad.
Okay. Thank you so much. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio,
or
television?
No.
Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote in Washington, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll be voting in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably
vote.
Are
the
chances? Okay.
Kennedy.
Kennedy, okay. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
What's that?
If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
68.
Thank you so much. Next question. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black American, Hispanic,
white,
Latino?
Yeah, white, okay.
White. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
No, I'm not satisfied with the direction of the country's going, but it's not because of the politics, it's because of the technology.
Okay.
The cars, so the bullshit, it's just ridiculous. Okay, I don't know how you're going to fit that in your box.
Okay, so you are dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
I lament. You know, we have so many devices and stuff to save time and labor, and then we waste it on bullshit.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. So I'm just going to mark that as very dissatisfied, okay?
Yeah, really. The forests are being cut down so people can build houses that's bigger than they need. On and on, man. It's just,
yeah.
It's sad.
No, I understand.
The American diet has gone to hell. It's nobody's fault, but all of the, whatever.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Oh, he's doing all right. If I wasn't voting for Kennedy, I'd vote for Biden because Trump is such a bombastic, loudmouth weirdo.
Okay, so you'll say you somewhat approve
of
what he's doing?
Okay, yeah.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glossenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I'm not up on that.
Okay. No problem. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following will you say is the most important issue for the member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Reducing crime and gun violence, climate change and protecting the environment, combating threats to our democracy, improving K-12 education, border security, fighting inflation and lowering costs, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, growing the economy, and creating jobs. Two of those.
That's a tough one. Global warming.
Okay.
Number one. Okay. But how they do it is bad, you know. I mean, it's like there's a lot of nuances to that. So
okay.
I don't go for the electric cars. So,
okay.
Checking that box isn't going to really get at the issues.
Okay, thank you. Now I'd like for you to rate your feelings for some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
Okay.
You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. Joe Kent, 0 to 100.
Oh, 50.
Thank you. Donald J. Trump.
0.
Thank you. Marie Glossenkamp Perez.
50.
Thank you. Maria Cantwell.
Oh, 75.
Thank you. Roe Garcia.
50.
Thank you.
Some of these people I don't know, so I'm just saying 50.
Okay.
I'm
Joe
not
Biden.
Well informed. I don't have the internet. I don't have TV. I just have NPR, so some of these people are going to get missed. And
okay,
then
no
see,
problem.
I don't have a good county paper.
That's okay. Just based on the information that you have.
That yeah. Right. Great. Right. I'll get you.
Yeah. Joe Biden.
Oh, 75.
Thank you. MAGA Republicans.
Oh, what?
MAGA. MAGA Republicans.
Oh, I mean, there's one. 2.
Thank you. Woke liberals in Congress.
Woke liberals in Congress. Oh, 60.
Thank
you. That's kind of a broad brush, but
I understand. Thank you so
but
much.
But I'm saying a little bit favorable. You know, if they can get some of the guns off the streets, if they can, you know, they're working, they're trying.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald J. Trump?
Well, that depends on what Kennedy gets going here.
Okay. But would you lean more towards Joe Biden or
Yes. If Kennedy dropped out or something happened, you know, yeah, I would vote for him over Trump.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Marie Gluckenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Murray.
Okay, thank you. Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support him? A small
I would have to. I would have to do some research on that, and I don't know. Computer. I don't have a computer, so it makes me difficult to research my people that I vote for. And so, I mean, I just go through local newspaper. Yeah.
Okay, next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their members of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you don't think it's important at all. 5 means that it's somewhat important, and 10 means that it's extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress.
Okay.
Someone you can trust, 0 to 10.
Oh. 10, of course.
Thank you. A leader who understands our way of life in southwestern Washington and will work to protect it.
Sure. Yeah, 10.
A fighter for the working class.
Yeah, it's kind of slippery. Make that a 7.
7, okay. Someone who will defend abortion and a woman's right to choose.
Yeah, 10.
Thank you. A leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights and freedoms.
Threat to what?
Threats to our rights and freedoms.
Oh, that's kind of slippery. A 7, I guess. That's, yeah. I'd have to see the nuances of that, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to read to you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Gluckenkamp-Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Marie, 5 means that it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not convincing at all to support her.
Okay, so you're telling me that these are the things that she is believing in?
I guess these are statements or comments about her, and you decide.
Okay, well, go for it. Let me go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, Marie Gluckenkamp-Perez is taking on big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month. And she
Yeah, 10. What was the – is this a 1 to 10 thing?
Yeah, 1 to 10, yeah.
Yeah, 10.
Okay. Marie Glusenkamp Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees in Congress. Her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Tim, that's good.
Okay. Marie Glusenkamp Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she's had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans to support small producers.
Especially if it includes small farmers. Yes, 10.
Okay, thank you so much.
But let's not leave out the farmers and the gardeners and the people that, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much. We almost done now. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people will change their minds. If it's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District will help today, will you be voting for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
Yes.
Or Republican? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Now I'm going to read to you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about other candidates. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent, 5 means that it gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all to support Joe Kent. We can trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age.
No.
That's a plan. Okay. What number you want to give that one?
Flunking grade.
10.
But it,
10.
It was a, 10. How did the system go on this one? 10 is bad.
Yeah, 10. Serious doubts, 5.
Yeah, serious doubt about that. Yeah, right.
Okay. Okay, Joe Kent supports extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban will force women and girls to give birth, even if they became pregnant, in cases of rape, incest,
no,
and life-threatening
complications. No, doubt. 10. 100.
Okay, thank you. Okay, after hearing more about Joe Kent, will you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Less. Yeah, I won't. I know enough about him last time. I know. Yeah.
Okay, given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress? In your own words, in a small statement, please.
Because he's a lot like Trump.
Which is? You said he's a lot like Trump? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which means that Trump is?
Dangerous.
Okay. I'm sorry, I just got to have to clarify that so they'll understand once they
read. Who are you going to vote for in that situation?
I supposed to keep neutral, you know, I...
Well, now that the thing is all over with, you you know, now that the interview is over with.
I know, but I mean, you know,
don't go there. Okay.
Yeah, I cannot go there.
I get there. You get in trouble. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. The last few questions. I'm sorry, are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Third year of college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner?
No, she died. She died.
Okay. Widow. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes.
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Oh, I guess I would say moderate.
Okay, thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month?
No,
times a year?
No, I used to, but I don't go to church, but I still believe in God.
Okay, so that one means hardly ever or never?
Oh, I went to Ash Wednesday last year.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay. No, thank you so much. I really appreciate your participation and your opinions.
Yeah, Dad, do you get very many people that will go through this for you?
Yeah. You believe you'll be surprised. Yep.
People are up in arms, aren't they? They want to. This is a big election year, isn't it?
It is. It's a big decision for the country.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.